Blog Talk Radio.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And also, I'm on Instagram now. Lots of cool pictures. You can tag me in a photo, Saturdays with Joy Keyes, and you might win a prize. You guys know I give away books, movie tickets, dinner, all kinds of things. So definitely want to follow or tag me to win. I just want to say thank you to all the listeners. Almost close to 1 million downloads of the podcast. Wow. You guys just amaze me, and I'm just so blessed. I'm so happy that you are continuing to support the show, and I hope you have shared the links with friends and family. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Well, this evening I'm blessed again speaking to a wonderful actress. You might have seen her in For Color Girls, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Hit the Floor TV show, and now she's going to be in 2 movies this weekend, but the one we're speaking about right now is Apple Mortgage Cake on Up TV. It's going to be on Sunday, April 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Good evening, Kimberly Elise.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. I want to say happy birthday again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You have so much positive energy on your Twitter feed and Facebook. I mean, like, it's like a bright sunshine just going to your page and looking at what you're doing with your life and how you're trying to, you know, support your fans in their lives. Where do you get all this positive energy from?
It's just how I am, but probably my parents, especially my dad, who's always just Mr. Sunshine and joy and happiness, and it just has rubbed off on me. My parents are great.
That's wonderful.
And I love my life. I'm very grateful for it.
Yes. Well, you have been blessed with 4 NAACP Image Awards. Hopefully you'll get some more coming this year with all the wonderful work you're doing. Apple Mortgage Cake, talk to the audience about your character, because it's based on a woman, a real woman, and her life story.
Yes, Apple Mortgage Cake is the story of Angela Logan, like you said, a real person. She's a single mom in New Jersey, and she was faced with foreclosure on her house. And so she came up with the idea to bake 100 cakes in 10 days and sell them for $40 a cake to raise the money for her mortgage. And it becomes this big phenomenon. You really have to see the movie to see what happens. It's pretty amazing.
Well, again, the movie's going to be airing on Up TV on Sunday, April 20th at 7 p.m. And also I saw that you guys are giving away signed copies of the script. Is that correct?
We're giving away signed copies of the script. Yeah.
You can go to the website. It's uptv.com/Apple Mortgage Cake, and anybody
yep.
can go and fill in the form there. It's a wonderful giveaway. Also, you guys can see clips of the movie right there, and also cast bios. You have a great cast that you're working with.
I would also encourage people. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You encourage people to.
I would also encourage people to taste the cake, the Apple Mortgage Cake. You're going to really want it after you see the movie. And if you go to Up TV, there is a discount code there that you can use to get the cakes from Angela at a discount.
Yes, they look delicious. I was looking, I was like, oh, my God, like, do I need to eat this cake? And wait a second, you're vegan. So is this something that you can eat? I mean, let's talk about that.
No.
You have,
No. It was funny because we were making the movie. I was like, I can't eat the cake. I don't know. How am I supposed to tell people this is a great cake if I can't taste it? So what Angela did was she created a vegan version of it for me and brought me a bunch of vegan apple mortgage cakes that were amazing. And they were so good that she now has them on her menu and sells them to, it's a part of her regular menu of cakes now, the vegan apple mortgage cake.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome. That's a whole other audience for her, you know, because so many people are transitioning from, you know, being meat eaters. You yourself had a little bit of a transition. It wasn't like an overnight deal, but I was reading that some foods were really making you sick, and that's when you decided to transition. Could you talk to the audience about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I was a vegetarian for 13 years, and before that, just growing up, I always had a hard time digesting meat. It just hurt me, and it wasn't really particularly appealing to me. But it wasn't until I was carrying my second child that I really, really lost my taste for meat and just stopped eating it altogether and never went back. I was still eating dairy at that point because I was vegetarian, but not very much. So eventually I was like, I don't even really like the dairy. I mean, just forget the whole thing. And three or four years ago, I went full vegan, and I feel great.
You look fabulous. You, just like
Thank
I said
you.
Earlier, happy birthday. You are aging gracefully. You know, this is an amazing time for women. They say in the 40s, going into their 50s, it's like a rebirth. Do you feel that
I'm
you're having a rebirth of sorts?
I am. I'm definitely embracing it. You know, I don't know. I'm not one to hide my age or feel ashamed or embarrassed of it or want to be anything other than I am. So I'm celebrating my 47th birthday and really proud of it and feel good about it. And hopefully I make it seem less scary to younger people to be in your 40s than to be 47. It's really great. It's really, things are just getting good, really.
Yeah, things are just winding up. Let's talk back about Apple Mortgage Cake. You know, the woman was losing her home. A lot of people have lost their homes recently, and they're struggling even now, even though people say the economy is doing a little better. I had saw Anita Hill. She wrote a book about home and the meaning of home. Talk to the audience about what does home mean to you, not just the physical structure, but what other things come to your mind, Kimberly, when we talk about home?
Warm and cozy and safe and love. That's what it means to me, my family and my friends and just, you know, the perfect place. I love my home. I love my home.
One of the things she talks about was the issue of African Americans in the past had difficulty getting homes, you know, due to redlining and things of that nature. Do you feel that it's improved now, the chances for minorities to get homes and keep them? Do you think it's still a continuous struggle?
I think it's challenging for everybody in a lot of ways to get homes and the way things are structured in some way to keep their homes. And that's unfortunate. It shouldn't be difficult for anyone to get a home. It should just be, you know, just an automatic thing. You know, you can get a home and for yourself and your family. It's unfortunate that it is so difficult for people.
Yes, definitely. Well, we have a caller. Let's see what they have to say. Good evening. You're calling from 917 area code. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Good evening.
Hi. Did you have a question for Kimberly?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, first of all, Ms. Joy Keys, this is Nicole Davenport. And
Miss
Kimberly Elise. I am so thrilled. You are just absolutely wonderful. I have been following your career for some time now, and I have to say I enjoy watching you every given time. So
Thank you so much.
A blessing to even be able to talk to you right now, and thanks to Joy.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're listening. It's her birthday today. You want to say happy birthday?
Well, happy birthday, Miss Kimberly.
Thank you.
And God bless you. At 47, I love it, and I embrace it because I'll be 46 in June.
Yay. It's celebrate
Yay. Wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Nikki.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Well, let's talk about you're also doing yoga and meditation. What type of meditation? Do you speak when you meditate? Do you just read? Do you think to your mind? What type of meditation do you do?
So I get very still. I get very still and quiet my mind and just work on and focus on hearing my inner voice and all that it has to say to me and just relaxing.
How long do you meditate? Like, is it 15 minutes? Is it an hour?
It depends. You know, it could be 5 minutes. It could be 30 minutes. It depends what time I have available to me and then also what I feel that I need. So it's, you know, I listen to myself and give myself what it needs.
I tried a meditation, Deepak and Oprah, they had a 21-day meditation. They've been doing a couple of series, and it was really helpful. Like every morning for about 15 minutes, Deepak would speak, and they would have, you know, images and focus for the day. You know, so people, you know, just an easy way to ease into meditation. But I was actually raised being a Buddhist myself, and I remember chanting for like hours and hours at a time. So I can't do that anymore. But but it does help. It really does help. It really keeps you focused, and it relaxes you for the day. And when things become stressful, you can go back to it. You know, that's how I feel. I don't know, how do you feel, Kimberly? Do you feel like you can go back to it at a stressful point?
Yeah, I think it stays with you all day long. If you start your day with that sort of energy and that tone, it can stay with you all day long.
Now, you're also a mother. You have two children. And in the movie Apple Mortgage Cake, you have you play a mother, and she has a couple of children. How do you balance career, mom, just Kimberly wanting to do her thing? How do you create that balance? Is that through the meditation? Is that through eating? What else do you do to kind of keep the balance?
Well, I made a decision, you know, in the beginning that my family would always come first. So everything else has to fit into that. And it helps me prioritize. And, you know, that right there helps me keep the balance. If I know what is important to me, what is most important, then everything else sort of falls in line behind that. And I'm not afraid to ask for help. I've gotten to that. I'm a single mom, and if I'm tired or I need help, I reach out. And my daughters are great supporters. We're a team. We work together, and it's fantastic. What was great in the movie was I have sons. Almost in all my movies, I have sons, and which I love because I have daughters in real life. And I had three fantastic actors, Lamar Johnson, Stephen James, and A.J. Sauden play my sons in the movie. And what you see is these boys rally around their single mom and help her. And her, you know, you can tell that Angela's balance as well is her family, her boys, and everything else falls in line behind that. And so that's, you know, I decide what's priority to me, and I do it.
I mean, it's really scary as a parent to think that you might be homeless. I mean, there are, you know, thousands and thousands of homeless families. People don't realize when people see homeless, they see homeless as like, you know, an old man or maybe a vet or somebody who's a drug addict. But there are actually families that are homeless, that are living in shelters, and kids are going to school. They're living in their cars. You know, people don't realize that.
It's so true. You may see someone during the course of the day, and everything seems fine, and not know that they go home to sleep in their car or wherever they can find.
Exactly. I mean, kids are going to school trying to do their homework, and they come home, but the home is a car. The home is a shelter.
And
ashamed. You know, it's difficult. So she did whatever she could, you know, to save her family, to save her home. And again, the idea of home, you know, is a form of safety as well, you know, because if you're homeless, you're at, you know, the whim of the external elements, so to speak, you know.
And what I also love about this film is he has a man who comes in who is also, I mean, he's an extension of community and becomes a part of family. Mm-hmm. Played by Kevin Hansard, who's an amazing actor on a show called Orphan Black in Canada. I think he's everywhere now. But
Orphan Black.
You know, it's a beautiful romance. He's such a great actor. And it just speaks on, you know, people supporting each other and reaching out. And he sees that she needs help and that she needs someone and she's not alone. And I think that's a really beautiful part of the story.
It's really important to open ourselves up to assistance. I myself am a single mother. I had a single parent association that I had started because I thought that, you know, we can sometimes isolate ourselves because we're kind of overwhelmed trying to do everything, you know, mom, dad, all these roles that we try to play. So right. I created the association to try to assist, you know, moms and dads, not, you know, not just moms, because there are single dads as well.
Absolutely.
But sometimes we don't want to, you know, take that help. You know, that can be difficult,
right.
You know, accepting
help. I think there's an element of guilt that every single parent has. And so
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's just me and you should have two of us and I'm so sorry that it's just me. So we try to, you know, overdo it. We try to be super mom or super dad and make up for that space that we think, you know. And it's okay to, and we exhaust ourselves in that way. We can't do it all. And it's okay to ask for help and reach out into the community and the family and have surrogate moms and dads that are helping us. I think
yeah,
we have to give ourselves permission. Yeah, absolutely.
You have to give yourself permission because to create that balance, like you're creating with by doing yoga or meditation or even the way you eat, you know, you have to take time. I always used to tell the parents, take time to yourself. You'll be a better parent, you know.
It's true. You have to take care of yourself first. It sounds selfish, but it's really selfish not to. If you're not sustained, if you don't have sustenance, if you don't have energy, if you don't have focus, you can't do anything for anybody else, especially your kids. So
feed yourself,
get your exercise, get your rest, you know, step away from it all when you need to.
Right. Take a time out. I used to say a mommy has to take a time out.
Yeah. And that is okay.
It's definitely okay. Let's talk about some of your great co-stars that you've had, Denzel, Michael Ealy. Oh, my God. I saw the picture. You have a new website, KimberlyElise.com. I want to mention that to the audience.
Thank you. Check
that out to learn more about her. But Gregory Hines, I almost cried when I saw the picture of you and Gregory Hines. Because I had met him, I met his brother, and he was just an awesome, awesome talent. And it kind of just took me off guard. Would you mind just talking about your experience working with him a little bit?
Gregory was such a beautiful man, such a beautiful spirit. We had so much fun. We did a movie called Bojangles together where he played Bill Bojangles Robinson, which was his dream project. And it was just magical. He's just fun and fun-loving and giving and kind. And I remember dancing with him, doing a ballroom dance together. And I was so shy to dance with Gregory. I was like, Gregory, I don't know how to ballroom dance. He's like, me either. Right. He's like, I only can tap. And I was like, right.
Oh, that's
And of
sweet.
Course he could ballroom
so
dance perfectly. But it was a really great experience. He's a beautiful. I miss him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you had an awesome scene with Michael Ealy in The
mm-hmm.
Color Girls. Wow, I know that story. I mean, that's like a Bible for actresses, for color girls. I mean, you carry that like in your backpack. You know, you memorize all the monologues because you don't know when you're going to need to use one. So you know the story, but watching the film, like I still kind of jumped. I still kind of gasped at the scene, you know, when he throws
the
kids. It's like,
scene,
you know,
the capital. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was
yeah.
it working with him? What things surprised you? He has such layers to him as an actor.
He does.
Is there anything that surprised
actor.
You?
Nothing surprised me. We met early on. We connected before we even started filming, once we were both cast, and we got together at a restaurant and just made a promise that, you know, we're in this together. These two characters are going on this treacherous journey, and we're going to need each other to make it through. And we really did. We formed a partnership and walked that journey together. So when we got to that scene, we had great trust. I can't imagine having done that with anybody but Michael. He's amazing.
That's great. Now, I also want to mention that you're going to be seen on Saturday, I believe it is, in another show, A Day Late and a Dollar Short, based on Terry McMillan's book. That's featuring Whoopi Goldberg, Ving Rhames. And that's Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Lifetime.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm really excited
about
that.
You are just busy.
Yeah, I am. But it's good. I'm very grateful and blessed.
Let's talk about, again, Apple Mortgage Cake. I want to mention people can go to uptv.com, Apple Mortgage Cake. They're also giving away signed copies of the script. You can click a link there. And there's a coupon on UpTV's website so that you can get an actual apple mortgage cake, even though her name is Mortgage Apple Cake, right? Correct? Is that
right?
It's kind of split, right? The
right.
lady's
exactly.
Actual title.
Angela.
So go
uh-huh.
there, Angela. Mm-hmm. She can get an actual cake but get a discount. And if you're vegan, because some people are, such as Kimberly, she now has a vegan cake, Kimberly just told me, so you don't feel awkward, like, oh, I can't buy the cake.
No, left out, right. But she also,
don't feel
yeah,
left
she
out.
Also has like a, right, she also has like a rum cake and a upside down cake and a pound cake. I mean, all kinds of cakes. They're all amazing. The signature, of course, is that mortgage apple cake. But there's something there for everybody. Definitely check it out.
Now, you guys have a lot of bloopers and different things going on sets. What's one of the funniest sets you've been on, and what's something silly? I mean, right now you've been working on Hit the Floor. You're doing a second season of Hit the Floor. What's some funny things that might have happened on the show?
We always have fun on Hit the Floor. Our show creator, James LaRosa, is such a such a funny guy and amazing talent. He keeps everything light and fun. So April Fool's Day was just a lot of silliness, and I can't think of anything specific because there's just so much. It's constant. We just have
so
a good
much.
Time. Yeah, it's
well,
like
you
a, it's
are
like
getting
a,
hot and steamy. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say you're getting hot and steamy with the coach.
Yeah, we were hot and steamy season one. You'll have to see what happens season two. Dean Cain, yes.
Woohoo! He's not too hard on the eyes, you know.
He's a cutie patootie, yes.
So now, what are we going to see Kimberly doing in about 5 or 10 years from now? What do we see? Are you going to have your own production company? Are you going to be on the other side of the camera? Or are you just always going to stay in front of the camera?
I don't know. I'm open. I'm going to see where life takes me. I'm really here now and enjoying this. And so we'll see.
What about your kids? Are they into the business at all? And if they are you nervous about that, or you support them?
They have their own interests that aren't in the business at all, and I support whatever dream that they have. I'm really proud of my daughters. They're worthy of a lot of pride from their mother.
Well, their mom is, you know, from what I can see, like I said, on all your social media, you're on Twitter, Kimberly Elise. Facebook, and now you have your own website, KimberlyElise.com. I mean, you have, like I said, a lot of positive energy coming from those sites, and it's like a lot of sunshine. And so if that's just, you know, a little prequel to how you really are, I mean, I think they are a product of you and your joy in life, you know?
Thank you so much. Today my oldest daughter, put up a post that brought tears to my eyes. You'll have to go check it out. 5 things my mother taught me in honor of my birthday, and I thought it was amazing, and I was honored that she wrote that about her mother. So check it out. It's something I think all mothers.
We're
going to
check you.
Okay.
All mothers will appreciate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on again on your birthday, nonetheless, to do this interview. And I want to wish you a happy birthday again and wonderful luck with getting another NAACP award this year, hopefully.
All right. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Well, thank you. And I just want to mention to the people again, Apple Mortgage Cake Sunday, April 20th, 7 p.m. on UpTV. And also check out their website. They're giving away a signed copy of the script. Follow Kimberly Elise. She's on Twitter, @KimberlyElise. Also, check out her website, KimberlyElise.com, and she's on Facebook. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, or evening, I should say.
Yes, you too. You have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with actress Kimberly Elise. Check her out this weekend. She's in 2 different films, but the one we were mainly focused on was Apple Mortgage Cake on UpTV. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, again on UpTV. Check out UpTV.com. They are giving away signed copies of the script. It's actually based on a real-life story. A woman was baking to try to save her home. So check that out. And she has a real bakery. And on UpTV's website, they have a coupon code that you can use to get an actual cake. So check them out. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And now I'm on Instagram, lots of cool pictures, Saturdays with Joy Keys. I think I'll be giving something away tonight. So follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.